Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I know a lot of people do not want to talk about the potential for violence. A lot of people on the radio and in media don't want to be held responsible should something happen that is violent. I think it's important. I'm the exact opposite. I think it's important for us to lay our cards on the table and be honest. There are those in our community who have spray painted on the pedestals on Monument Avenue that they want to bring violence to Richmond again, starting election night. What are we prepared to do about that? Do we think that's real, I guess, is the first question. And then if you do think it's real, what are we prepared to do about it? Sean Talmadge is the Assistant Secretary of Public Safety. He handles Homeland Security. And I really appreciate you being willing to come on the air to talk to us. When I saw the spray-painted messages, do you think that's just one person who's out there tagging the monuments, trying to be a badass? But forgive me for using that term, but... and that it's not widespread, or is there a concern that the same people or different people who committed the violence of the summer might come back after the election?
Well, John, it's a good question, and I really appreciate you having me on this morning. And I think it's important for the listeners to know that we have a plan and that we're ready. And I know that you had Chris Piper with Department of Elections on to discuss their preparation. Right. They've done an extraordinary job incorporating stakeholders at the local, state, and federal levels in their effort to protect the elections process and integrity. But you're right. We have planned beyond the elections process. We are taking very deliberate steps to ensure Virginians are safe during and following Elections Day. And just a couple examples, you know, we continue to monitor for potential threats. Our state police is closely working with the localities as usual. Department of Emergency Management is prepared to activate our state emergency operations center to support our localities. And just hats off to our Virginia Fusion Center. They work tirelessly to monitor and share threat information, including cyber-related concerns. And as I wrap up here, you know, we're closely collaborating with our federal colleagues, including the Department of Homeland Security, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and regional partners like the District of Columbia, Maryland, and North Carolina. So, John, we have a comprehensive plan. You know, we share in those concerns, and we want to be prepared and ready, and that's why we put so much effort into planning a number of contingencies.
Do you feel confident that your boss and the governor and the other elected entities that will be making decisions should things go south on election night are prepared to, I mean, I hate to use the word crack down on it, but I mean, that's kind of what I'm thinking, because this is the first time you and I've talked, but back in June, I I've told Mayor Stoney this on the radio with him live on the air with me. I don't blame him after the first night, because right. I think maybe he was caught off guard. I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. But after the second and third nights, I felt like, hey, man, you're on notice now. This is when we need leadership. And I think he was a little hesitant. Well, I'm almost certain he was very hesitant to stop it, because he thought that they were political allies of his. Is everybody on the same page that political violence, whether Donald Trump wins or loses, Joe Biden wins, whether we're waiting a month for this, that violence is just not going to be accepted? Is everybody starting with that premise?
Yeah. So John, each of these situations includes a number of unique considerations and concerns, and they are very tough issues. But bottom line, you know, our state agencies, including the state police, National Guard, we're prepared to support our localities to address these concerns. So we stand ready.
Well, let's just say, you know, I feel pretty confident. It's one reason I'm glad I bought a place out in Henrico. I don't think the Board of Supervisors, even the more liberal members of the Board of Supervisors in Henrico, are going to tolerate anyone burning Short Pump Town Center. I just don't think they're going to. There wouldn't be a moment where they'd even entertain, oh, well, God, we got to let these people do that. Richmond has demonstrated a different attitude, I think. And I mean, what's the tone in your conversations now? One of the reasons I wanted to have you on, honestly, Sean, is for you to have a venue to convey to people, you may vote for Joe Biden, you may vote for Donald Trump, you may be happy on election night, you may be miserable on election night. Whatever your emotions are, we don't care. We're not letting you burn things or be destructive to other people. Is that the attitude?
Well, it's the democratic process. We have to, everyone, all the listeners, all Virginians should support the democratic process. And, you know, those behaviors don't support that effort. Again, we encourage everyone to get out to vote, make your voice heard and the proper, safe way. All of our state agencies are doing everything possible to protect that process. And so we just ask Virginians to do their responsibility, cast that vote. And again, John, your concern, are we ready? We are absolutely ready. We're planning. And
I'm looking at the last 60 seconds, backing up to before Election Day or day of on Tuesday. There are two things that have been brought up to me. Are we confident that our voting places are physically secure and electronically secure? Have you had anybody trying to hack into our system that you can talk about up to this point? Do you anticipate that on Tuesday as all the data is being tallied?
Well, we are prepared for that. You know, it's, you know, every day nation state, non-nation state actors are conducting, you know, nefarious activities in our cyber systems. And of course, you know, VITA leads the effort there and does a great job monitoring for those things. And so
have they tried to hack into our systems? Whatever. I'm not sure what systems exist.
I'm not aware of any direct threats to date. Again, we even monitor for those types of activities during emergencies. We see those techniques on a routine basis. We're definitely taking steps to assist localities on their physical security concerns and on the cyber side of the house. Absolutely.
All right. Sean Talmadge is the Assistant Secretary of Public Safety, overseeing Homeland Security Coordination, especially headed into elections. Pretty important. We'll keep you on speed dial, Sean, and hope we don't need to use
Absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, yeah.
I appreciate
it. I appreciate you having me on, John. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Auto Parts.